I want to study. We're going to learn Yair, the Pshat and the Pasuk, and then we're going to learn the Pshat and the Pasuk. Okay? So you ready?
This is the full hour share?
Hour share?
I think it's the usual.
We're going to learn for 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's a good one. That's an hour.
I don't know, 20 minutes. We're going to learn this afternoon, this Erev Shabbos Kodesh, page 189. We're going to learn one pasuk, one verse together. We're going to read it. We're going to learn Rashi's Pshat, the Ramban's Kasha on Rashi, the Ramban's Pshat. And then we're going to study your pasuk Chumash. Not then, Rashi the Ramban, but we're going to continue on our study of the pasuk. Vayhi, and it was B'shalach Paro Yisam. Paro sent out the nation from Mitzrayim. V'loi nachaim Elohim. Now the word nachaim, v'loi nachaim Elohim, is a difficult word. It's a machlaikis. I don't want to say Rashi and Darchaim HaKadosh, because Darchaim HaKadosh is a achrein. Rashi is a rishain. But Darchaim HaKadosh could say a different pshat than Rashi. Rashi says v'loi nachaim is a lashon of to guide, to lead. V'loi nachaim Elohim derech eretz plishtim. We'll learn Rashi. I'm sticking to Rashi's pshat. V'loi nachaim Elohim derech eretz plishtim. Hashem did not lead, did not guide the Yidden derech eretz plishtim by way of the plishtim. Ki karevu. Now here says Rashi, ki karevu, because it was close. Since it was close, that's why Hashem didn't take them that path. Now, why is it close? Good, so it's close. That's the karev. That was the normal path to get from Mitzrayim to where they needed to go. But since it was close, it was the direct path, God didn't lead them that way. Why not? Ki amar Elohim, for Hashem said, pen yinachem ha'am, lest the nation will regret it, b'raisa milchama, when they faced war. Klal Yisrael was attacked on their journey, and I'm afraid when they faced war, v'shavu Mitzrayim, they'll want to return to Egypt. So God led us in a crooked path. So if war attacked us, there was no option to go back to Egypt. He led us, would be word of the day, in a circuitous route. That would be the word of the day. In an indirect route, a very indirect path out of Mitzrayim towards our destination. So if we faced war, we traveled way out of the way. And he led us in that direction that when we face challenges, we should be very far from Egypt. Because if we're close to Egypt, we're just going to run back. Pen yinachem ma'am. Lest the nation regrets it, b'raisa milchama, when we see more, v'shavu Mitzrayim, and they'll just return to Egypt. This is Rashi's pshat in the pasuk. Now the Ramban asks on Rashi, there's a pella on Rashi, the Ramban asked that the pen yinach, ki amar Elohim is in the wrong place. Ki kara, the pasuk according to Rashi should say Paray sent them. Hashem didn't guide us. Derech Eretz Plishtim. Ki Amar Elohim, for God said Karevu, it's close. Pen Yenachem Amras Mabisham Mitzrayim. Ki Karevu was part of God's cheshbon. So it shouldn't say Ki Karevu, it's close. And God said, lest they regret it when they see war and return to Mitzrayim. The kikarev is part of what God is thinking. I don't want, there's a very interesting pasuk that it tells us what God is thinking. So Hashem didn't lead us the normal way. Ki amar Elohim, for Hashem said, karevu. The problem is the kikarevu is before ki amar Elohim. Challenges the Ramban on Rashi Apella. Lefi Rashi, kikarevu is part of the cheshbon of God. So it should say, Ki Amar Elohim, God says, Karevu. Yosef, you hear the Kash on Rashi? Ki Karev is part of God's cheshbon. So the Ki Amar Elohim is in the wrong place. God didn't lead them by the way of the Plishtim. Why? Ki Amar Elohim, for Hashem said, Karevu, it's close. And if they face war, when it's close, they'll run back. But Rashi, but so that's the Ramban attacks Rashi. So the Ramban learns different. The Ramban learns ki karevu is not part of the teretz; it's part of the kasha. V'leinachem elekim derech eretz plishtim. God didn't take them derech eretz plishtim. Now, why should He take them that way? Ki karevu. That would make sense. The ki karevu. Rashi learned ki is part of the answer. The answer is, why didn't God take him that way? Kikarev, because it's close, not a good idea. According to Rashi, it should say Amr Elikim before Kikarev. The Ramban learns Kikarev, who was part of the Kasha. V'leinachem Elikim derech eretz plishtim. God didn't take them that way. Now, hey, why should God take them that way? Kikarev, that's the closer way. Hey, you took in such a weird direction. It's funny, for years I trusted ways. I don't want to take off. This week's parsha is about Emunah. Tashem, always have faith. I was a big ways guy for years. Bachram pointed out to me, and I've not listened to them a whole bunch of times recently, and I got quicker. That's very painful, like when you don't listen to ways, and like it says turn right and you miss the turn, and then your time goes down. So a guy told me, I don't know if it's true, that ways changed their algorithm. That they now, because they decided they give everybody the same path, takes more traffic. I don't know if there's baloney. A Bacher told me, Bachram are usually right. And a Bacher told me that they change it. Anybody else hear this? I have noticed recently that I sometimes don't listen and it's quicker. Which is like, I don't want to create. Rabbi say, I'm not on tape, not live. Trust your ways and I don't want to make any danger. Has anybody else had this observation? You're making me feel crazy. You're just being nice to them. Have you noticed it? Recently. It's the weirdest thing. Recently, they'll give me a way, and it's not the question. Not by a minute or two. Is that pshat?
Even if it's longer, you have to change in the settings.
You're restoring my esteem. He says maybe it's like fuel efficient, right? Better roads.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. Same thing.
But that's not the default. Ways isn't that level.
I don't know pshat. Some a Bacher claimed that they want to avoid traffic, so they're not giving everybody that it's programmed now. You don't get the same exact way. Now it's within a couple of minutes. They won't send you 20 more minutes. Then you'll have an all-out revolt. The whole ways would end if they find us. It's fascinating. I till recently it never happened. Recently a few times. Again, Amun and Hashem always have in ways. I'm not trying to create. I'm not like a conspiracy theorist or anything. But here, Rabbi say the Ramban learns ki karevu zakasha. Why didn't Hashem take us derech eretz plishim? Ki karevu, it's closer. So it wasn't part of the answer. It's part of the question. Ki karevu. V'leinachem elokim derech eretz plishtim. Hashem didn't take derech eretz plishtim. Now, why should He take us there? Ki karevu. That's the simplest way. Answers the Torah. Ki amar elokim. Nah, I don't want to do the simpler way. Pen yenachem ba'am b'rais ha'mulchama. Lest the nation regrets it when they see war. V'shavu Mitzrayim, and they'll return to Mitzrayim. So, according to the Ramban, the pasuk pashut asked the kasha, take us the quicker way. Ki karevu. So Kikarva wasn't part of the answer. According to Rashi, the question was, question mark, huh? Why didn't God take us? Question mark. Now it doesn't say that's the quicker way. That everybody just have to know that. Why didn't He take us that way? The answer is Kikarevu. The answer is, you know why He didn't take us that way? Because it's too close. That's the answer, according to Rashi. And so what? It's close. Ki amar elokim. God said, when they see war, they'll turn to Mitzrayim. The Ramban doesn't like Rashi's pshat, because if it started, the answer, ki amar elokim, should be before. That's part of God's answer. So the Ramban learns, ki karevu was part of the question. Why didn't God take us derech eretz plishtim? Ki karevu, it's a kasha. V'leinachem derech plishtim, ki karevu, why didn't God take us there? It's closer. Ki karev is part of the kasha. Answers the Torah. Hashem said that they'll face war and they'll return to Egypt. So pshat, Rashi, Ramban, I'm very mocked, but I try my own learning. And I ask you that before you jump to the world of drash, and to the world of Said, and to the world of Remes, always get pshat, my friends, please. I have seen people have faulty drush remez said because they're not good at pshat and they don't know pshat. Train yourself. It's always tempting, and today's generation is drawn by the world of said, the deeper meanings of the Torah. And we're drawn to that tremendously today, the Pnimiya Satira. But I have found people who are clueless of Pshat. And it's a mistake. And it affects how you learn Remez Pshat, Remez Drash Sait, if you know Pshat. Because all of that is built through Pshat and on Pshat. You have to study Pshat. So it was very important to me. I could have sat this Friday, and I'm going to share what I want to share with you in a second, but it's important to me that you know Pshat and the Pasuk, and I don't want to learn with you Remez and learn with you deeper things, and you're clueless of Pshat. So you got to spend time and be very detailed. Don't run to Said Remez Drash, and you're clueless to the Pshat and the Pasuk. There's a verse, and anything is built on the Pshat. Now, anybody reading this pasuk, who this is like so wordy, not like the style of the Torah. The Torah, which 1,000 years could be broadcast in like one pasuk, Hashem speaks so b'ktzara, so briefly, and this pasuk is so lengthy. Why did God give us this direction, not that direction? According to the Ramban, it even continued the kashra. Ki karev Hashem in a much quicker way. And according to Rashi, Kikarayvu, because it was too close. And God said, it tells us this Cheshbon of Hashem. So let's just get the Cheshbon of Hashem. We're leaving Mitzrayim. And leaving Egypt, God doesn't want to take us the close way, because when we face war, we return to Egypt. So he took us a circuitous route, that when we faced war, it took us a very lengthy way of getting out. When we hit war, we were far away from Egypt. So there was no, like, you shrug, you're not going back there. Now, if you think the Torah is a history book, it's like, oh, if you're a five, like, wow, interesting. I'm not a five, I don't care. The Torah is very present, its relevance. And in our own journeys out of Egypt, it's saying something. And it teaches us something. God took us the long way out of Egypt. And the longer way out of Egypt was that when we faced war, we don't just return to Egypt, because I'm far from there. I want to share something I've observed in my life, and to me it's obvious the Torah is talking exactly about this. Exact, not a little, it's not cute, this is what Hashem's saying to me. How many of us leave Egypt and succeed and then face a struggle and shrug and say, I'm back in Egypt? And we return to Mitzrayim because I'm trapped anyway. I'm there. So we go right back. How many people, I've seen this countless times in my life, that people continue to struggle and say, I'm still struggling, so I'm in Egypt. And in reality, you've left Egypt. Just because another war attacks, you are no longer in Egypt. You've tasted freedom. You have capacities and strengths to get out. You're armed. And it says, as a matter of fact, the next pasuk, Hamushim alu b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. B'nei Yisrael went out armed. We were armed when we left Mitzrayim. So the sense when a war comes that, hey, I might as well just return to Mitzrayim. I see I'm still fighting. Freedom? I'm still battling. And I was attacked here. Vishavu Mitzrayim, and the natural thing is just to return to Egypt. Because the sense that did I really get out? And the awareness that I have capacities and abilities. Somebody asked me years ago, we had a guy in yeshiva who graduated like top of the world. And 2-3 years later, he had a tremendous yirida. Somebody made like a line, it must be so painful, like all the work for nothing. Like he... As if they mamish saw the story exactly how Hashem wants us not to see. He faced war as if you graduate happily ever after. And afterwards, the guy is just, he's in Teres Chaim and everything's great. Let's say he's in Teres Chaim and he faces the Yetzirah, there's no wars anymore. And the tendency in facing wars, Vishavu Mitzrayimah, the tendency is just to return to Egypt. I'm back there. And to lay down your arms and just say, I'm an Eved again, when you're not. You've escaped and you've gotten out and you have tools. Chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael meretz Yisrael. They're armed. And Hashem takes us in a circuitous route is a lesson to us that he puts us in a place that makes us realize if we see Egypt and it feels like I'm still there, I'll just go back in there. And the parallel of taking us in a circuitous route is the person learning, I'm not in Mitzrayim. How many people have challenges to see things that aren't appropriate, and they're steiging, and then they face battle, and then they face battle, and then all of a sudden they face something. Bereisam milchama, when they see war, a struggle, a difficulty, v'shavu mitzrayma, and right away the mind jumps. I'm in Egypt. I have seen guys say, I'm the same guy after all these years. You're the same guy. By the way, you could still have the battle. Mitzrayim will attack. But it doesn't mean you're the same guy. It's a lie. You're not the same guy. Tremendous successes. First of all, you've tasted freedom. Second of all, you have armed in a way you weren't armed before. It feels the same because Bereisa Muhammad, because again, we see the same chariots and soldiers fighting us. So, goodness, it feels the same. It's not the same. Very not the same. Chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael. You have weaponry now. Fight the battle. You're no longer an Eved. You're no longer that. When you were in Mitzrayim, you were stuck, and that's all you were. That was your identity. You're not an Eved anymore. In the Milchama, there'll be wars yet. When you're out of Mitzrayim, hello, there's still wars. Difficult wars, but you have tools to get out. You have fights, and the tendency is to lay your arms down and return to Mitzrayim. Woo, is that dangerous? That's an attitude, v'shavu Mitzrayim, that you return to Egypt and say, I'm the same guy. We all could do that. And so what's the Eitzah? This is where I'm not sure. I'm learning the Torah. This is exactly what God's talking about. This is what Hashem's talking about, my friends. Now, Hashem's plan of action is to remove us far away so we don't see Egypt when a war comes. How does that play out in our lives? What could we do? What could we do? The only answer I have is there has to be some capacity. There, physically, Hashem brought us far and didn't take us the way that's close to Mitzrayim, because we'll see Egypt and just say there's no different and go back. And the question is, where in our life, what's the circuitous route? What's the way? And there has to be ways in our own life to understand and to be mechazik that I'm not near Egypt. I'm not there. I'm not in it. To mark. And it's fascinating to me that we spend our lives doing so much remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. We put on tefillin. I'm not in Egypt. We put on our tefillin. I'm not in Egypt. We remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we have a mitzvah d'oraisa morning and day to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. That fascinates me. That we're so commanded to remember. What are we hammering away? We have to have our own ways of marking that I'm not in Mitzrayim anymore. And when we see Milchama, not saying I'm back to stuck. I'm not stuck. I have weapons and tools at my disposal. I have gotten out. It's a war. It certainly has a lot of the feel of Mitzrayim. There are bombs falling and guns shooting. And the PTSD will sense Mitzrayim. V'shavu Mitzrayim. I might as well go back there. I'm surrounded by armies and soldiers, and it feels like Egypt. Except I've gotten out. I have found other parts of me. I've discovered who I am. Except I've escaped and I'm armed today and I have weaponry. When people describe this Bachar fell 3 years later, it's like, oh, it's back to where he was. They were assuming he's back in Mitzrayim. It was nonsense. As if, of course, he faced Milchama, Bereisa Milchama. Except B'chamushim Alu B'nai Yisrael. Today he's out with weapons. He has capacities and abilities. This wasn't like a psych-up job in Waterbury. Like we had him, let's go. And he's just a soul. He's not a prisoner who's not in Mitzrayim. So then he faces a war. He's the same guy. It all fell apart. I was talking to Avi about streak type of Yiddishkeit. Streakers. I call them streakniks. I'm very turned off of that form of Judaism. Guy's on a streak with his davening. The guy who's on a streak with his davening, when he misses once, his family has a need. He's on a 40-year streak. He'll destroy his family for his streak. The guy who has a relationship to prayer misses that day because it's important to his family, and he's the same davener he ever was. A guy who's a streaker, he dates, he misses a week because he's dating and it's very hard to learn. All of a sudden he goes, I watch our chasn, Akiva Spern learn. I'm blown away. You know how he does it? What's the trick? Because he likes Torah, he has a relationship. I watch him learn. He has a relationship to Torah. The goal is not to be a streak guy. You didn't come to Waterbury to develop streaks. I'm on a streak. I'm a starkey. I do a lot of blood. You came here to develop a relationship to Torah. I like learning. It means it's important to me. I believe this. This matters to me. Torah is Hashem. When you have a relationship to Torah, you could have a difficult week. You could be dating. You could be doing stuff. I watch a chassan. He gets back. Rav Aaron Cutler was busy yoimam v'layla. Talmidim describe he'd open when he had 4 minutes. During the years of the war, he was running the country like a chicken without a head. Talmidim describe he would open up an einig yantiv, like an achrein, and learn in the middle of a piece when he had 3 minutes to learn. What is that? Because he wasn't the streaker. He had a connection. He bled Torah. If you have a relationship, a guy's related to a wife. If he has an emergency, he has to fly to town. He doesn't start the relationship again. If you're dating a girl and you have a big break in the date, so guy, I always start her from date one again. Because you weren't married. If you're married, we don't start from date one again, I promise. You're busy somewhere. Even after a fight, you're married still. During the fight, you're married. I have a relationship to the thing. When we make a siyum on a mesechta, we describe that I'm not being mesiach das from you, Torah. My mind is on you. We're not here to produce streaks. I don't like streak brand of Yiddishkeit. I don't like it. I don't appreciate it. A guy once said to the Bachram, a streak type of guy, he's a wonderful person. I don't think he understands relationships at the time. Maybe today he does. He once spoke at an einig in my house. He was talking about the guys of never missing something. And I'm not promoting missing. Go every day because it's precious. Daven always. But he said to the guys, don't miss one. He was like, criticize. I don't get you guys. You miss once. He said, if you miss once, so it's so hard to do it because I already missed. Maybe I'll miss more. Decided an all or nothing thinking. It was horrible. He said this at an einig in my house. Doch. I felt the gam imi lichpesh shesamah. Achashverosh says you try to capture the queen in my house. In my house, a man said to the guys, it could be some of the chevre was here. In my house, 52 Blue Ridge Drive Extension, Waterbury, Connecticut, 06704. A man in my house said, don't miss once. If you miss once, it becomes a shiloh, missing. So then you broke your streak. Then the guy said, in my house, at Einik Shabbos on a Friday night. We almost carried him out, chevre. A guy in Eretz Yisrael during my speech came in Imre and said, called me boring. And that was a lot. I'd much rather call me boring and a lot of other names. Just don't in my house speak about streaking Yiddishkeit. Because I'm talking about a relationship, bleed prayer. David HaMelech Zani Tefillah, I'm prayer. It's not about if you miss once, then you're done, then it becomes a decision. I want you to decide every day to daven. He like was worried about the decision. Whoa, if he has to make a decision, you know, if he has to make a decision, he's not going to pray. So he said, it's so dangerous to miss once. The next day, you have to make a decision. Don't make a decision. Don't make a decision. Now, there's something to what he's saying. I'm going to be honest. There's a maral. There's Torah to what he's saying. But he's missing the boat. We can learn that Torah if somebody wants. There's hechrich, there's such a thing. I'm not a streak Yiddishkeit. It doesn't talk to any guy who comes as yeshiva. That's why people fall out of the system. Because people want relationship, connection. It should mean something. It should bleed prayer. So if you miss a day, you know what's going to happen the next day? You're going to pray because you care about prayer. And you're going to try, and don't miss. I'm not promoting missing. Go daven. Get up and daven. But relationship to it means something to you. It means something. It's important to you. So it's not about the streak. It's about the importance to you. It means something to you. In the streak Yiddishkeit, at the point that the guy sees a milchama, he's the same as he was. You see him still? I'm not the same. I'm not an eved. I'm not an eved anymore. Yes, I'm battling. Yes, I had a nefila. Yes, I have war going on, raging. But the fight for my identity, I'm not returning to Egypt. I'm not going back. Yeah, I struggled with this, yes. And I don't want to struggle. And I have chamush, and we're armed, and I have some capacity. When that guy fell 3 years after leaving the yeshiva, if we produce a streak, his streak was over. Shucks. That streak we made after 3 years ended came to a screeching halt. What streak? He found that he has a connection to Torah. He bleeds Torah. He's having a milchama. Okay, so you have some arms. You know what you like. You know what you're about. Let's go. A fight doesn't end in a marriage if you have a streak relationship. The first fight, it's over. You had a streak going. The streak was busted. Shucks. If you found you're a husband and you're married to somebody, something's precious and dear to you and you bleed it, you have a relationship to, so it's not about the streak. The streak may have ended, but not my connection doesn't end. I watch a chassan who has a relationship to Torah, so he's learning. It's not like struggling to learn. It's complicated. There's a lot on a plate, but he's learning. Relationship to this matters to me. It's important to me. I got Eretz Yisrael. There are a lot of guys. It's overwhelming. In the world of streaks, if I was trying to streak, it would be impossible to go. There's so many guys there. If I was trying to produce, so Kalish produced there. There are 200 guys who want to speak, who want to share, who want to say, who want a few minutes. If the world of streaks, I wouldn't show up to Eretz Yisrael. In the world of relationship, there's nothing I have to do. I like the guys. We're close. There's nothing I have to do. Go to the place of relationship. It's different. The place of connection, relationship. You feel something and you're connected to the thing. You could do less. You want to do more, but you're connected to the thing, relationship. In that place, you're not so precious. Relationship, I'm connected. I want you, Chevra, to form a relationship to prayer. It should matter to you. It takes time, patience. And of course, there are times you'll do it when you don't feel it. Of course. In any relationship, there are times you do it when you don't feel it. But you're producing a connection to the thing. You're coming. What are you striving for? You're not striving for a streak of prayer. You're striving to become prayer. You and prayer. Now, you have to do it when you don't feel it. That's part of forming a relationship. You're striving for a relationship with your wife. It's not a business deal. A relationship. You do things when you don't feel it in relationship, obviously. But connection, too, that this is part of me. This is what identity is important to me. A relationship, too. David HaMelech says, I need tefillah. Prayer is important to me. One of our guys dated, and a girl asked him, do you ever miss? He was so turned. Do you ever miss prayer? He was turned off from the question. You're a streaker. I'm not a streaker. Do I miss prayer? I love prayer. I care about it. Do I ever miss it? You're trying to ask him, are you a rigid, flexible guy? You want to know? This guy, Punk, was a more flexible fellow. Rigid people. You have different tendencies, different struggles. The question is, do you have a relationship to prayer? How close are you to Ani Tefillah? I have met people that are streaked, that are the most distant from prayer. God help them if they miss a day. They'll have to decide. They'll never decide to pray. They're not daveners. That's not a davener. That's a streaker. A davener, I'm not promoting not being consistent to the thing, my friends. But I'm promoting that the consistency is an expression of a pneumistic, a connection to. If you're a streaker, when you face war, you go right back to Mitzrayim because your streak ended. There's war. I'm in Egypt again. If you've built and developed and have a connection, I'm not in Egypt anymore. I'm not in Eved anymore. I have found things. I have found an identity. There's milchama, there's war. You won't go back to Mitzrayim when you win that identity. We have to find ways in our own life of not sensing and not falling for kikara, of looking and saying, I'm there, I'm not there, I'm very not there. Ask yourself, am I in the same place? Very not. I have weapons and capacities and abilities and have tasted freedom. I'm not in Eved anymore. Milchama, yeah. Milchama, yeah. Eved, no. I don't know. I want to think over Shabbos. Somehow in our own lives to figure out ways, in our own ways, not to see us back in Mitzrayim. That's the goal. Hashem did it physically. We have to find ways not to think through it and say, I'm not there. By seeing this freedom we've tasted, by identity, by everything we're describing, that's our way. We can't be looking back and saying, I'm there, because it's not true, it's a lie. Thank you. I'll go to Shabbos. What time is what? 5:09 is what? Shkeya, woo! 509 is the brick wall. Guys, you have to spread the word. How many guys in the room? 18 minutes. You don't have a second after 509. Now that you have a second, you're not allowed to do malacha till 509. You're mechuyev to add on to Shabbos. But 509 is a brick wall. Candle lighting then is at 451. Candle lighting, you have 18 minutes after candle lighting. 451 candle lighting, 509 is shkia. 509 shkia, brick wall. Spread the word around the dorms. Let's make chevra. Let's make a Shabbos, a powerful Shabbos. I'm going to ask. We want to hear Divrei Torah. We want to hear Divrei Torah. What?
Avi Weiner, I think.
That's a good call. Arye, would you share maybe by the day Suda, late in the day Suda, share Dvar Torah?
He did Chanukah?
I'm asking. If shy. Pressure free. Okay. That's your Kayakabos.